Shockwaves were heard all over America and around the Western world yesterday with news of a leaked draft summary which showed that the American court is about to overturn the iconic Roe versus Wade decision on abortion. The 1973 ruling has been the bedrock for abortion laws all across the United States. With the news that it could soon be overturned, what does this mean for women in the US and could other basic rights be next? Anthony Dockrell asked Dr. Ronley Sifras, Deputy Director of the Kasten Centre for Human Rights Law at Monash University, how big a decision is the overturning of Roe versus Wade?
Potentially a huge deal. And the reason why is because prior to Roe v. Wade, abortion was regulated at the state level in the US. And so what that meant was that states could pass abortion regulation based on the sort of individual political leanings of the individual states. So some states could ban abortion completely if they wanted to. What Roe v. Wade did was it basically said that a woman has a constitutional right to access abortion up to the point of fetal viability. So that meant that states couldn't enact a kind of wholesale banning of abortion or a banning of abortion at the early stages of gestation. The potential for the Supreme Court to overturn Wade or the potential ramifications of overturning Roe v. Wade are huge, because what that means is that the US would revert back to a situation where the states can essentially do as they please. So what that will mean is that there will be some states that continue to have quite liberal abortion legislation, but there'll be other states like Mississippi, which is the subject of this particular challenge, where they will enact laws which are very, very restrictive on women's rights to access abortion.
The Washington Post yesterday published a map showing that many states in America already have detailed protection for women's rights to choose, but also many states are trying to restrict or stop access to abortion altogether. If Roe versus Wade is overturned, are we going to see two Americas, one where women enjoy basic human rights and one where they do not?
So I think that is a correct statement, that there will be deep divisions within the US in terms of where women can or can't access abortion services. But the divisions, I think, are even deeper than that, because what we'll see happen is a situation where women who have the means and are able to do so will be able to hop on a plane if they're living in, you know, a particularly restrictive state and travel to another jurisdiction which has more liberal abortion laws. But women who are, you know, particularly vulnerable for various reasons or who don't have the financial means won't be able to do so. So the potential issues of inequity stemming from an overturning of Roe v. Wade are enormous.
Banning abortion, as we know, doesn't stop abortions. It drives them underground. You've mentioned that many women may choose to go interstate to access an abortion. But what about backyard abortions? Are we going to see a rise of that coming back? And just what are some of the dangers that many millions of American women may soon face?
Well, it is astonishing to think that we're even talking about a return to the times of backyard abortions. But you're correct, that's exactly what will probably happen, because for those women that aren't able to travel to a different jurisdiction with liberal abortion laws, they'll be very much stuck. And we know that where women feel the need to terminate a pregnancy, that need is a very real need, and very often then is translated into accessing unsafe abortions. And the consequences of that are particularly horrendous. You know, we've seen in the era pre-Roe and in other countries where abortions are very restricted by law, women dying, women's health being significantly impacted. And it's particularly devastating because abortion has been categorized by the World Health Organization as one of the safest medical procedures. So it should not be a medical practice that is resulting in severe complications for women's health. And yet that is exactly what we see happen when it is driven underground because of severe legal restrictions.
Roe versus Wade has not just been the bedrock for abortion law in America, but has also provided a template for many of the private rights Americans now enjoy, such as access to contraception and even same-sex marriage. How worried are you about women's rights in the US?
Very concerned because, as you've just said, the right to abortion was located within the right to privacy, but so were a number of, a number of other key rights. So, you know, LGBTIQ rights, for example. This is potentially the start of a landslide, really. So it's very concerning indeed.
Dr. Ronnie Sifras, Deputy Director of the Kasten Centre for Human Rights Law, Senior Lecturer of the Monash Faculty of Law, speaking there with Anthony Dockrell.